Calling all detectives. Some tokens are good for streetcar rides or drinks at a bar. But I once found a token good for $5,400 in cash. That is the situation on this page from my casebook. The casebook of Jerry Browning, private detective. It doesn't take a private detective like me, Jerry Browning, to realize that money has no home. It only comes to visit. I was entering the lobby of the finance building to keep an appointment with the secretary of the Dairymen's League when... The man who bumped into me hard enough to knock me off my feet didn't stop to apologize. By the time I got up, he'd run across the lobby, darted out the opposite exit on Market Street. Seconds later, two cops burst into the lobby, streaked across to the opposite exit in pursuit of the man. Oh, well, it's nice to see somebody else working for a change. I bent over to dust my trouser cuff, but I noticed a coin on the lobby floor. It was about the size of a half dollar, had a face stamped on one side, some words in a foreign language on the other. I picked it up, then went on about my business. The appointment was brief, just long enough for the secretary of the Dairymen's League to give me a check for $200 as payment for a job I'd done.
If you'd rather have the cash, Mr. Browning, you can cash the check at the currency exchange in the lobby.
I needed cash, so 5 minutes later I was waiting in line at the currency exchange. I'd put the check in my pocket, and as I reached the window, pulled the check out and the coin I'd found along with it. On impulse, I flipped the coin through the grating. This worth anything?
Shut up, wise guy.
I was so surprised that I didn't say anything for a moment, which was long enough for the clerk to shove a bundle of money at me. I staggered across the lobby, counted the money I'd been handed. $5,400 for a battered silver coin. When I offered a currency exchange man a coin I'd found, he gave me over $5,000 in cash. I went out to my car, got in, and did some thinking. Now, for all I know, there may be old coins worth $5,400 or even more. It's a cinch that a currency exchange clerk wouldn't know about them. So why was I given the money? Unless the coin was a token, private currency with arbitrary value. But what kind of a token was worth $5,400? At police headquarters, Lieutenant Dawson told me all about the man who'd run into me in the building lobby.
He's Willie Roach. Willie the Roach, they call him. He's been identified as one of five men who lifted a factory payroll last week.
Did your men get him?
No, he got away. But we'll catch up with him. Why?
I tossed the bundle of currency on his desk, explained how I'd come by it. For the next 10 minutes, Dawson burned up the telephone lines. Then...
There's no record of serial numbers on the stolen payroll money, Jerry. Maybe this is part of it, maybe not. But we'll soon find out.
Just a second, Dawson. You go over there and pull a weight and they'll laugh at you. Deny they ever gave me this kind of money for a battered coin.
Yeah, I guess you're right. So what do we do?
Dawson, I've got a feeling that whoever thinks this money belongs to him will be trying to recover it, and soon. I drove home, parked my car in my garage, turned off the lights, stepped out, and... When I came to, I found myself lying on a couch. I didn't open my eyes all the way, just enough to make out that I was in a small room. At a little distance from me, two men were sitting at a table. Well, I'd been right. They did want their money. And a lot sooner than even I had thought, except that the money was locked up in a safe at police headquarters. I closed my eyes as the men got up, walked over to the couch.
He's still out, Joe. You shouldn't have hit him so hard.
So what? So he croaked, so who cares?
I care. I work for that, though. I'm entitled to it. If the guy croaks before I get it back, I'll never get it back.
That's tough, Willie.
Maybe I can choke some life back in him.
I could feel Willie's breath on my cheek as he bent over me. And in that same instant, I threw up my knees and, not to make too fine a point of it, kicked him in the stomach. An instant later, Joe was smashing away with me with one hand, trying to draw a gun with the other.
That was a mistake.
Well, I was now in command of the room, though I had no idea what lay beyond it. I bent down, took the gun from where it had wedged in Joe's pocket, and for the first time really looked around. Realized that I was in an office. I opened the door cautiously. and found myself in the anteroom of a suite of offices. While I was still wondering what to do, the front door opened and a man walked in.
Did you get the money back?
It was a currency exchange man, and we recognized each other in the same instant. Come on in and close the door. Maybe I've got some more old coins you'd like to buy. Or a bullet if you so much as jerk a muscle.
Please don't shoot.
Don't shoot, the man says. I'm going to cut you up into small pieces and toss them out the window. He looked as though he'd faint. I took a couple of menacing steps toward him, and he practically babbled all about how he'd let a gang talk him into having his currency exchange used as a payoff point, how he'd purchased this group of old coins which the gang used as tokens, how he took in hot money hauls at discount and eased the currency back into circulation. In fact, he was still babbling when the door opened again and Dawson burst in with a police squad.
Jerry, I'm certainly glad I came in time. What happened to you?
I glanced in the mirror. And even I was shocked at my appearance. Face battered, eyes almost closed. No wonder the currency exchange man had been so frightened. I gave Dawson a savage look. Dawson, you've got some peculiar ideas of coming on time. You'll find two characters sleeping in that office over there. This joint is probably gang headquarters. As for this character, he wants to tell you the story of his life. Me? I'm going home to bed. And that's all there was to it. The police rounded up the whole gang, and Dawson got his picture in all the papers. Not only for breaking up the currency exchange gang, all because he'd assigned one of his men to tail me, but also for saving my life. The money in the police safe was listed as part of the recovered loot, so I didn't get any of it. Oh, well, private detective can't expect to make money all the time. Sometimes he works for practice, too. Anyway, like I said, whether it's old Spanish coins or $1,000 bills, there's no use worrying about money, since it certainly doesn't worry about you.